God of all creation,
become for us once again
the solid foundation upon which we build our daily lives.
We gather before you on this first day of the week
to align our lives
to the strong teaching and life of Jesus Christ, our cornerstone.
Receive our praise and thanksgiving as expressions of faith and love.
We come to you, O Lord, as people who desire to learn and serve like Christ.
We are all ready to receive your blessing and direction.
You may be seated.
We invite you from a seated position to sing along with God's Way this morning.
In majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. Wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, it trembles at his voice.
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, see, I am laying in Zion a foundation stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. One who trusts will not panic.
He will be the stability of your time, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure.
A cornerstone is more than just a marker upon which we find the dedication of a building. In ancient times, the cornerstone was the measuring stone on which the entire building was formed. It became the official set stone for the foundation, and whatever was built above was secured to what was built below. It is no mystery that God uses this image to describe his son's place in creation. He is the center that all other creation is built around and upon. In order for him to become the cornerstone of our lives, we must first know what he knows. We only know by reading his word to us. Watch now as some of the youth portray just one of the many stories in Scripture that helps us to know better, that helps us to better know what God desires for us as his people.
Behold, Jesus said, why do you call me? Lord, Lord, and do not what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what they are like.
They are like a wise person. Building a house, who dug down deep. And laid the foundation on the rock.
And when flood arose, and the stream broke against it, it could not be shaken because it had been well built.
But the one who hears my word and does not do them,
is like a foolish person who built a house on the sand
without a foundation.
The floods came,
and the streams broke against it.
And immediately it fell.
The ruin of that house was great.
What is your foundation built upon?
We now take time to offer back to God what He has graciously allowed us to be stewards of.
Whatever tomorrow brings.
together we'll rise and sing, that we won't be shaken, no, we won't be shaken. Oh, oh, oh.
We all build our lives on something. Relationships, money, careers, family goals, nations, concepts like freedom or goodness, future planning, etc. These in of themselves are not wrong, but once we build and rely on these, they become like shifting sand. After getting to know what God knows, we are then called to do what God does. Multiple things throughout Jesus' teaching, we are commanded to not be merely hearers of the word, but also doers. We are warned many times to build only upon the foundation of Christ, or things will crumble. Once we have chosen Christ, we are all called never to forget that he becomes the new standard upon which all else is measured and built.
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each has done.
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built upon him and established the faith just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
We'd like to now invite Stacy Bolser, Jim Puckett, and Carnicia Satterfield to the stage. This morning we will be interviewing these three adults, asking them questions about what it means for them to have their foundation in Christ.
What does it mean to you to put your foundation in Christ?
I wasn't supposed to go first. What's this about? Well, it's the guide on how we're supposed to live our life, right? The best example on the decisions we make today and how we plan for the future, for this life and the next.
It's the worst place. So, what do you do to? Oh, jeez. What do you do to help keep your foundation on the rock rather than the sand?
What I would say you do, you have to spend time in God's Word, praying, surrounding yourself by positive influence, people, the things we listen to, the places we go, those positive influence, all those things, I believe, help to whatever the question was. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. Keep your foundation on the rock. There you go.
Okay, so can you tell me about a time that was difficult where you had to rely on your foundation in Christ and how it helped you through the situation?
Out of all the questions, that is not the one that I wanted to have to answer. Trust me. Well, interestingly enough, Preston, my son, said, "Mom, remember, this is supposed to be a happy service. So don't talk about anything that's going to make you cry or make anybody else cry." And I said, well, then they're going to need to have to find someone else because I just am an emotional person most of the time. And he said, and also keep in mind that we don't have a lot of time, so keep it short and sweet. Uh-huh. I would say that, I mean, there's been multitude of things that, you know, we all have struggles in life. I think that is, you know, it started from the very beginning of creation, the original sin, back to the fall. And, you know, we are not guaranteed an easy life. We are guaranteed that we are going to suffer. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I will start to cry. But there have been times in my life where I knew that if I did not focus and change my perspective and move it more towards the solid foundation, because there were many years that I was more in the sand, I would say, than I was focusing my life on Christ. But I think, too, with the original sin and the suffering that we can go through and will go through here on earth, you know, it says in the Bible that we are going to suffer. And the person that suffered the most was Christ. And within that suffering, we can have so much glory come. Because look at the glory that we all get to have by putting our faith in our rock and our Redeemer. And that is having eternity with Christ. So even though we may suffer, that's where we really grow, build our faith, and we'll have eternity with Christ.
Okay, so Jim, I'm going to ask you the same question, so if you want to read that one off.
The can you tell about a
yes.
difficult... rely on my foundation in Christ. Thankfully, I haven't had to. I have parents and relatives that I have leaned on through life and have shown me how to maybe rely on my foundation when they're no longer here. So, yeah, I mean, that's so NA.
If you could give someone advice on firming up their foundation, what would you tell them?
I would say spend time in the Word, pray, develop a relationship with Christ. And I think those things right there would help tremendously.
You want to put that one back? Okay. And I'm going to ask you, what do you do, she's on the cord, to
to help keep your foundation. Wait, is that the one that you said second? Okay, yeah.
I'm, as a fitness instructor, when I think of the word firm, I think of a muscle, right? So in order to firm up your muscle, you have to actually exercise it. So sculpting our shoulders, maybe tightening our tushes, firming our thighs. And so when you think about firming up your foundation in Christ, you have to actually exercise that muscle of faith. And that means that you have to actually go out and do something. I think that's here as well. So it's not just believing, but actually doing, not just hearing, but going out and maybe getting outside of your comfort zone and doing something that may be a little bit harder to do. That's how you're going to exercise and strengthen that foundation and make it more firm, is by actually doing it.
Please stand and sing with us.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. Is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
So take me as you find me. All my fears and failures, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Yes, I surrender.
I'd like to invite all the children to come down if they like. How many of you have actually been to the beach? I know it's a long, long way from here, but I bet most of you have been, right? You haven't been to the beach yet? Have you played in a sandbox, though?
No.
At the Cope, maybe, have you played in the sand? It's hard sand, yeah. Here they come. So, I grew up going to the beach all the time. It was like my favorite thing to do. And then when Karis and Aiden were little, my day off from work was on Friday. And before they were in school, every Friday morning, we loaded up the car, we drove to the beach, we spent the morning at the beach until nap time. They napped in the car while we drove home. And it was my favorite day of the week because we went to the beach all the time. And we always built sandcastles. And the very first time, I think Karis was 3 years old, she finally learned how, you know the little molds that you put the sand in and you smash it down and you level it off? Well, she used her little mold and she figured out how to make it actually work without falling apart. She turned it over on the sand, she lifted up the mold, and she was super proud of herself. She had this big grin on her face. Where do you think she built her sand castle? It was at the beach. How close to the water do you think it was? It was pretty close. As soon as she got done, seconds later, the water came, and whoosh, what do you think happened to it? Yeah, it was gone. What do you think Karis did? She cried. That would have been, you know, perseverance to build another one. No, she stood there and cried. And then she shook her finger at the water. She was scolding the water for tearing up her sandcastle. And I was trying not to laugh. So we can build things on the sand and with sand, but they don't last, do they? And so God was trying to tell us thus in this story that you saw the youth act out. He said, you know what? If you want things to not crumble and fall away, you have to build them on the rock. And the people already knew that God had been calling Jesus the rock. Yeah, far away from the water. But then rain would come, and they would still crumble. So God tells us we need to build our house on the rock. And the way we do that is to read God's word and then actually do what it says. That's how he says you build your house on the rock. You come to church, you go to Sunday school, you hear about what God says in his word, and then you leave this place and you actually do what God asks you to do. So let's pray. Thanks, God, that you give us multiple opportunities to follow in your footsteps. And thank you that you are the rock in our lives and we don't have to worry about you crumbling away. You are always there when we need you, and help us to build our lives on you. Amen.
Okay, bow your heads for a prayer now. Father, come and build our local church on you and you alone. May all around us see your glory and radiance as we worship and serve you. Give us our pastors, our teachers, and our leaders to grace and build on no other foundation but that of your Son. Help us not to miss it. Father, replace every faulty foundation in our lives that is not Christ. Soak us in the blood of Jesus. Wipe out every stain that is created when we choose our own way instead of yours. And as we pray, send your Spirit to envelop us in a cloak of redemption and deliverance. Help us to be daily rooted in your word so that your ways become our ways. As we become more like you, may we feel your presence in the storms that through your power cannot shake us. We praise you for the following to build our lives on your steadfastness. Make us worthy, we now pray together, that which you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. As forgive us those trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We are going to do communion from page 12 in your red hymnals today. And we are not doing the sung responses. But Eli, what do you see up on the table over there? What is that? Right on the end. What? Look over here. Get down and look over here. What is that up there? Don't touch it. What is that?
Say it. Bread. Bread.
Bread, and there's a cup of juice. And so here at Central, everyone is welcome to come forward to communion who desires a relationship with Jesus. We break off the bread for you, and then you can dip it into the juice, and you will be dismissed by ushers or the youth to come forward for how they have the station set up. And then during that time, you may also put your food pantry offering into the soup cans up front that some children will be holding. So Christ our Lord invites to the table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Let us pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is a right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and he gave thanks to you. He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to you. He gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. As often as you drink this, do so in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in Christ's blood. As Jen indicated, you're invited forward when the ushers dismiss you. For those of you that have need of it, we do have gluten-free wafers on the ends of the panels at the front. We want to invite those who will be assisting this morning to come and receive. The body of Christ is broken for you. The body of Christ is broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. Rest in the body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ is broken for you. All right.
We have heard the call to build on the foundation of Christ. We have listened as witnesses and shared what it means to have Christ as their foundation. We have sung about the great power, love, and salvation that comes from our God. If we have spent any time in a community of faith or in his word, we cannot deny that there is no one like him, and he is the only secure place to stand.
There is no holy one like the Lord, no one besides you. There is no rock like our God.
Let us stand together and proclaim in song God as the solid rock, and then leave to proclaim it in our lives.
We thank you for worshiping with us today, and we ask that you leave and contemplate this week how you might firm up the foundation in your life.